Republicans wallop Facebook for continuing Trump's suspension from platform. What's to stop them from silencing you? By Wendell Hasebo on May 5, 2021. Republicans slammed Facebook Wednesday for continuing former President Trump's suspension from the site, calling it the least surprising news ever and disgraceful. In the least surprising news ever, the Facebook Oversight Board has decided Facebook was completely right and correct to ban Donald Trump. Facebook investigated Facebook and found Facebook innocent, Alim Bokhari tweeted. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, wrote, "Disgraceful. For every liberal celebrating Trump's social media ban, if the big tech oligarchs can muzzle the former president, what's to stop them from silencing you?" President of the Heritage Foundation Casey James said. The Oversight Board's ruling to uphold Facebook's suspension of then-President Trump is one that all Americans should be concerned about. If big tech continues to feel emboldened to silence a sitting president, they can and will silence the rest of us. Facebook's Oversight Board made it very clear on President Trump's ban. They have global control over political speech, and if they disagree, you'll be silenced. This is not only a threat to the United States, but also to the world, conservative Twitter sensation Ryan Fournier stated. Charlie Kirk blasted some of the unbiased, independent members of this oversight board. Nicholas Suzar, who loved a comparison between Trump and Hitler. Afia Asantewaa-Sarakia, a member of George Soros' Open Society Initiative. Jamal Green, who fantasized about Trump being shot. The Facebook Oversight Board holding up the Trump suspension says a lot about the powers of companies like Facebook. I imagine the board doesn't have a lot of people who share our views. It's an echo chamber of Silicon Valley, Donald Trump Jr. said. John Cardillo claimed, Facebook Oversight Board, responsible for reviewing censorship, is 95% anti-Trump and three-quarters are non-U.S. citizens. Media Research Center's Brent Bozell suggested the continued suspension is another win for censorship and the suppression of dissenting voices, and a loss for free speech. Facebook also gets its first opportunity to interfere with the 2024 election. Facebook's Supreme Court has affirmed Mark Zuckerberg's blacklisting of former President Donald Trump's accounts temporarily, giving Facebook another 6 months to announce whether it will be lifting the suspension or deleting Trump's pages, Breitbart News reported Wednesday.